those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
I don't know if people care about the awards. I go back and forth on this all the time, whether or not to report it. But there are four things you should know that happened last night at the 82nd Golden Globes. First of all, I don't know half these shows. I don't know half these movies. And that's what
Wouldn't
happens.
Wouldn't that answer half the question? Wouldn't that answer whether or not people care?
But I think it's still interesting to watch. You still want to see the biggest celebrities get drunk in a room because this is the one where they drink.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's kind of interesting. Also, how come they never show what they're eating?
Because nobody wants to see anybody eat on television. It's the same thing
see.
With Bachelor and Bachelorette. The food is just there, but nobody eats it.
No, I want to see what's on Angelina Jolie's plate and how much of it she's eating.
Seaweed.
All right.
Seaweed is what I'm guessing.
All right, Nikki Glaser hosted. And she was great. Here's what happened when she spotted Timothy Chalamet in the audience.
Timothy, you're just so great at playing these like beloved eccentrics. Dylan, Willy Wonka. Who's next? Adam Sandler? Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say. No, Chalamet. Timothy and Chalamet. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Hey, Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. A good Chalamet to you.
That was actually, she was fun, and she was able to poke fun at people without being hurtful.
People know, nobody needs somebody that's going to be like over the top with it right now. Like, that's not the host we're looking for. So it's a good match in that.
Also, she was nominated for an award for stand-up, and she lost to Ali Wong. And I thought, I'm like, imagine you're like the host. You've been working on this like for
awkward.
Months, and then all of a sudden you lose. Number two, Demi Moore. She won Best Actress for The Substance. She's never won an awards ever, which I can't even imagine that's true. And here's what she said that got everybody talking.
30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have, that I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And so today, I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and being reminded that I do belong.
She was the one that gave the speech that everybody's going to be talking about today.
Sure.
Like the big, powerful one. She's in this great show called The Substance. I never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, so it's all about like this young serum, but then somebody else is like embodying her, I guess.
Yes.
It's supposed to be good. It's a little bit dark, a little gritty.
Yeah, I got to figure out where it is and watch
it. The thing is, it's amazing to me that she never won anything before because, I mean, I grew up in a time where Demi Moore was making the movies.
Well, she's a popcorn actress.
G.I. Jane, popcorn. Ghost. Like, she was making huge movies. St. Elmo's Fire. Like, she was in all of them.
When I was very much younger and starting out in radio, I had a program director say to me, "You're a nice girl. You're never going to make it on the air. I'll bring you upstairs to sales. You can make a lot of money."
Oh,
and
good.
You want to know what? I didn't listen, but it's stuck in my mind. And now what? 25 years later, I still think about that all the time.
Sure.
And
but like, it was a driving force in pushing
yes,
you to do things.
But like when she said that director said it to her, like words have meanings and words impact people.
Sure.
And it's important to remember like when you say things like that to people, that it puts them in a corner a lot of times.
So
you know?
You're going to watch the show then?
I'm going to watch the show.
You're not going to watch the show.
All right. Also, Vin Diesel and The Rock either made a show of solidarity or proved that they can't stand each other.
Still.
Vin Diesel gets up. And I forgot that he existed. And he does this.
Hey, Dwayne.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, that's funny.
Do they still hate each other?
They're making another movie together. Fast 11. If they're going to be in it together.
So this is basically just a ploy to the drama.
I mean, I think that they genuinely did hate each other.
No.
But I think that they're fine now. $1 billion will do that.
I don't know. As I was watching that, I'm like, I don't know if this is fake or not. I couldn't figure it out. You can decide. Here's some bad news.
The CDC estimates that there have been at least 5.3 million illnesses, 63,000 hospitalizations, and 2,700 deaths from the flu so far this season.
Oh, boy,
the flu is back.
Not only is the
flu
back.
The flu was gone, but now it's back.
Well, you know, it always makes its rounds. Somehow I feel like this is always in the news. But this year, they have a new term. Producer Julie Raven, they call it the quaddemic. Now, what exactly is the quaddemic? Here's the internet doctor lady.
So this term quaddemic, it refers to the convergence of high levels of flu, COVID, RSV, and this norovirus.
Yeah. So that's all the things. The flu, RSV, COVID, and the norovirus, which all of them are kind of convening. Everybody's getting one of them.
I mean, say what you will. You don't want any one of these things.
No, 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 no. Nobody wants to get sick like that. Yeah. But here's the good news. There is something you can do to protect yourself from getting sick. And it's pretty easy.
You might be surprised at where I'm going to put this onion that I'm chopping up, and that is on the bottom of the feet.
You just got to put onions on the bottom of your feet.
We've asked this years and years about what is, you know, your home remedy, what's the thing, and people continue to bring it up.
Yeah.
Is that onions, they use it all different places.
Well, is it worth it? Is it work? I mean, so many people right. say yes.
Julie's like, I'd rather be sick.
Right.
Give me that quadra, whatever.
Whatever. The quademic. All right, so here is the reason why you're supposed to put onions on your feet.
Mm.
You see, the biggest pores in the whole of your body are on the soles of your feet.
So that's where all the nutrients get in, through the soles of your feet, through the
you
giant pores.
I'm just gonna ask a question of evolution. Was that a good plan? We put the biggest pores on our feet.
I don't even know who
we didn't
asked
even have
that.
Shoes when we first came out. No. All right. So seriously.
How did they figure that out?
Was that a good plan?
I'm not even going to lie. Last night when I listened to it, I kept staring at the bottom of my feet.
Looking for a hole.
I'm like, where are the pores?
Right.
Looking for a giant hole in your foot.
Right. Yeah. You're like, how come I don't get zits on the bottom of my feet then?
I'm going to apologize in advance because what I'm about to make you do, Julie, I haven't had a pedicure in a long time, but here's how they prepare your feet.
So what you do is you get a plastic bag thus, and you put the onion in the plastic bag.
What?
And then the foot is put on the onion in the plastic bag, mm-hmm. and then twist this bag around and around and secure it, and then put a sock on.
All right, Julie.
Terrible.
We have here onions in plastic bags and my socks.
Here we do.
So let's secure my feet so I can stay healthy and don't get the quadramic.
You got her touching your feet. You got her touching your feet.
Look how bad my pedicure is.
I haven't had a pedicure in a very long time. That's why I refused.
It's wintertime. I haven't shaved my legs in a while either.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
All right, so Julie right now is securing.
Oh, look at them dogs.
To the bottom of my feet.
Yep,
it's so much wetter than I thought it would be, honestly.
It's going to smell in here all day now. All day.
Oh, it does smell. Secure the sock to my foot, Julie.
It's really smelling
now. Well, because these are rotting onions. That's why I brought them from my kitchen.
What?
Yeah. All right.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, all right, Julie has secured one onion to the bottom of one foot.
Yeah. Are you going to do both?
I mean, if I want to stay healthy from the quademic, yes. What am I, crazy?
My eyes are starting to burn.
I'm not wasting my PTO days on actual sick days. I want to call in fake sick like everybody else does.
Let me just ask here, Julie. Why did you take a few pieces of onion out of that bag? Are you planning on making a sandwich later?
It was for later.
She took a couple pieces out.
I'm going to leave on my onion sock feet. All day. It smells so bad in here.
Oh, come on.
My hands. Look at my sock feet with my onions. Julie, thanks to you, I'm going to be protected from the quademic this year.
How long are you supposed to wear those?
I don't know. The internet lady didn't say. I'm guessing 3 hours. Is that a good time?
Oh,
there's
the
onion everywhere.
Show.
There's onion everywhere. Yep.
Clean that up.
What's the thing that's broken in your office that all you want for the new year is for them to fix it? I feel like a broken record, but our printer has been busted for as long as I can remember. And I don't know who I have to beg, who I have to cry to, how many emails I have to send for them to finally fix this thing.
You know what, though? Here's the thing is you're missing the good part of this is that we've already developed such a close relationship with the new IT guy because immediately we had to grab him and pull him in here. And he's been in here multiple times since then.
Can't we just buy a new printer? Now, I don't know if your company is anything like our company, but for a company that basically is like everything that's like high tech and new, why are our printers 20 years old?
20 years old. That's what we were told. 20 years old.
Yeah, he's like, Anna, this printer is 20 years old. I go, what? I'm like, I don't
know. It's older than your children.
Yes. Significantly older than my children.
Older than any vehicle you would ever put yourself in and feel safe about.
But somehow, something that I rely on every day to do my job.
Yeah.
And then my husband gets so mad. He's like, Anna, all you do is talk about this printer. He goes, what are you printing? It's 2025. And I'm like, there's things I have to print.
Yeah. And when you want them printed, you want them to come out correctly the first time. And we shouldn't have to fight with a paper jam every single time. If you were at the airport and you were walking down the skyway and they were like, this plane is 20 years old, would you want to get on it? You'd be like, give me the plane that's new.
Do we know how old planes are?
No.
What if we find out that the planes are also 20 years
old? Sure, there's a few of them that you've flown on that are. But still, if you park it next to the other one with the shiny paint job, I want the new one.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to vent about the printer again. Kevin, what's broken at your office right now that you just want them to fix it in the new year?
The coffee machine. Our office is in like a secluded part of town. Like, it's a good half mile before you have anything else. And when there's no coffee and you get to work and there's no coffee, you're stuck. You have no coffee for the day.
Yep.
And they dangle free coffee in front of you so you don't bring it. It's a crapshoot.
One time our coffee machine broke here and I thought the world was going to end.
I don't know how they do it. Like, I mean, like, you need to go out and get coffee. Like, somebody needs to bring coffee for the rest of us so we can continue working.
So many companies don't have coffee machines.
That's crazy to
and
me.
And I don't know how they, what do they do all day?
That's crazy to me.
My husband, you know, he works all over the place. He has a bunch of different offices, but they have the super fancy cappuccino ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he gets like the good coffee.
They got to have somebody there that knows how to do it, right?
No, like, it's all buttons. You push the buttons. He'll be like, oh, I had a triple espresso latte macchiato. I'm like, you went to Starbucks? He's like, okay. No, at work.
And so you just walk up and press a button to select it. Okay. That's good because like you go up there. Some of those, you got like a, you know, you got to turn a handle. You got to shake this other thing. You got to release. I don't know how to work those machines. They're very fancy looking.
Some of them have like caramel and like vanilla options.
Wait a minute. He's got that?
Wouldn't it be amazing to have that here?
I would start drinking espresso immediately.
Oh, gosh. I wish we had that here. We would be so much more productive and funnier if somebody got
We'd be talking faster, though.
We would definitely
really fast.
Maybe that's not what we want. What's been broken at your office that all you want for the new year is for them to finally fix it? On our text line, it says there's a door that leads to the hallway to the break room, and we can't see if someone's on the other side, so we're always getting whacked with the door going in and out.
Let's just put a peephole on that thing, right? Or a little window.
Yeah, or you got to just yell, door!
Does anybody have a saw? Patrick, what's broken at your office right now or your job? You just wish that they would fix it.
Our stereo system.
Oh, that's a tough one, right? When you have music and then you don't have music. So what is its status? You have no sound whatsoever right now?
No, so what happened is the stereo itself works, but our surround sound system is just not working at all.
Yes. Yeah, so like you get a part of a song here, you get another part where it drops off. Right now in my company van, because it got some sort of water short, it automatically like just turns the radio off, but it resets it to like 87.7. So it's like the battery goes dead. So like you're in the middle of anything, your favorite song, a sports cast, coverage of anything important, the end of the world. Nope, 87.7 in static.
I got a complaint email one time that they only play our station at their job. And I don't know what they wanted me to do about
it. Right. We were like, yes.
I was like, great.
Too. They play your station at my office a lot, too.
Well, you're not complaining, though, are you?
Sounds like that sound system is
No,
perfect.
I'm not.
All right, good.
Hey, Rob, what's broken at work you want them to fix now?
So our building is deplorable. We've had ceiling tiles cave in our office space 4 times.
Nice.
Because of a leaky roof.
Leaky roofs.
A leaky roof is something that somebody should address.
It's gross, right? Because it's just, no matter how many times they put that roof back up there, that ceiling back up there, you see the water stain coming.
And it's
know inevitably.
Exactly.
You know that thing's about to crash on you again. Good luck with that.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Riley, what's broken at your job?
My remote working laptop and IT is taking forever to fix it, so I have to work in the office, and it's really a drag.
Let me tell you a secret. They're not fixing it.
Nope.
They're keeping you there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They're not sending you back home. This is a secret. They must have told everybody, hey, do a software update that requires everybody's computers to be, you know, touched by you guys, and then never give them back. Keep them here in the office.
My best friend has had a corporate job during the pandemic. And I thought it was fascinating watching the company's overnight computers back and forth, like when they would break and they would have to overnight them. And I'm like, how much is this costing in shipping?
Right. You're thinking to yourself, this must be crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a wild time. And I never understood, like, when the remote people, when their stuff's not working, like, what do? You have to, what?
You know, there's multiple computers in my house, so I don't know.
Yeah, but if you have to use their computers and their
software stuff,
and it's not working,
they got to get it to you. Or you got to drive in.
No wonder why all these companies are saying come back to the office. They can't afford shipping anymore and overnighting computers.
That's it.
Eric, what's been broken in your office all last year and all you want is your company to fix it?
The air conditioner, man. Golly.
The HVAC system in our building is so bad. It's terrible. You know it's terrible. It's too hot when the heat is on, and it's too cold when the air conditioning's on. The dude in the next room in the studio, he has to wear a winter jacket because the air conditioning goes so cold in that studio. They've had the guys in here to switch the thermostat like 5 times. Forget it. And don't get me started on how dirty these ducts are.
Oh, here we go.
The ductwork is very dirty.
All I keep hearing about is how we're getting sick because the ducts are so filthy. And he sends emails all the time about it.
They're blowing like asbestos right in your mouth right now.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
I feel like we're working in the same office.
You're maybe. Right.
It's not every day you get to judge your coworkers. I'm just kidding. I know you probably do it every single day of your life.
I mean, every day when they're walking in past you, if they're sitting next to you, of course. Let's just be realistic about this.
Right. But it's not every day you get to judge them based on their singing ability, right?
That's true.
Yeah. We had our company holiday party this past Friday night. We had live karaoke with a live band. I didn't know that was a thing. I knew that this was going to be interesting because then you get to see people's personalities really shine and come through.
Yeah, there's different types of people that do karaoke, right? There's the person that gets up there that thinks they're a great singer. There's the person that just goes up there and wants to make a mess out of it. And then there's people that take themselves entirely too seriously as well.
Right. What I did say, and I'll be honest, is that there is so much more talent in our office than I thought there was going to be. They were so good.
You know, it's funny. You were remarking about the fact that, like, we didn't sing. But I thought it was great that so many of the part-timers sang.
Yeah,
like, I thought that was really cool because I got to know, you know, aspects of them that we didn't know.
So let's talk. Let's go through them. You can judge who was good and who was bad. First, we have Shannon.
Shannon's like an actual singer. Yeah. She can sing. Oh, listen to that tone.
She was, they picked her to go first, and I was like, you set the bar really high.
Yeah.
Because she did a really good job.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's a good singer.
Then there was Kevin.
I mean,
he tried so hard. Yeah. He was jumping around like a crazy person. I was worried for his knees.
I mean, go to a Blink show, though. I mean, it's not great singing at that show either. So,
and then there's always the people that up there that they got to be sexy when they sing.
Oh, boy.
And that was Dee, and she brought it. It's always interesting when you hear people, like, what they selected to sing.
Was that Alanis Morissette?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
To make an excellent mother. That was great. And then the sales team, which I found out that the sales team was having practices in the sales area. I'm like, guys,
good.
Go do your job.
Utilizing.
Go make money for the company.
Time.
But instead, they were working on this.
Oh, it's bad. It's not good.
How can there be like 50 of them and they don't know the words to that song?
Yeah, I mean, there was one guy and Adam said right after he had to sing the opening part, he's like, just for the record, everybody, that song came out after I was born or before I was born. So, you know, Adam did a good job.
And then, of course, there's always one. Wait for it. Go ahead, Andy.
Really held that one.
She was practicing that for a long time, you know. Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
Congratulations to Shannon for winning karaoke. She finished up the night with this, and you knew I was on the floor. Like a Virgin is always... It's always a winner in karaoke.
Big hit.
Yeah, congratulations, Shannon. You won karaoke night. If you could drink with one celebrity, what celebrity would it be? So, Raven, Julie, Justin, last night was the Golden Globes. And what makes this award show different from the others is that the stars eat and drink alcohol for the world to see. And actually, that's not true. You never see them eating. You never see the food on the plate. They talk about them eating the food, but we don't actually ever see it.
You see the glasses, though. You see people raising glasses and drinking.
The bottles of Moët are always on the table. That's always, they have a lock on that endorsement, the Moët. And there's always jokes about who's drunk and who's been drinking and don't give, and they got to be there. And the 6 o'clock call time tomorrow. Don't let them drink too much. And I giggled because Kiernan Culkin, he won for his supporting actor role in A Real Pain. And this is what he says when he got us up on stage.
My wife and I did a shot of tequila with Mario Lopez. Definitely feeling that. Whole speech is gone. Rip it, Kieran. You're doing fine.
All these celebrities and you're taking shots of Mario Lopez?
He's a nice guy. Supposed to be known as a very nice guy. Got more shout-outs from the stage than God at that point.
Yeah.
As pointed out by Nikki Glaser.
Yep. All right, so I started thinking about it. You could drink with one celebrity. One night, you get to go party. You could pick anyone. My response will not be Mario Lopez.
Shockingly.
Yeah.
Shockingly. But maybe somebody who's dated him.
All right. Who would you choose? Justin, you go first.
Boy, I've got a big pool to draw from here, but I think...
He'd drink with anybody. That's what Justin's saying.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think my number one choice would be Kurt Russell.
Good choice.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Yep. I would have so many questions for him, and I bet he'd be a lot of fun to have a little whiskey with. And I would ask him about his movie career and just his entire spin. I think he's fascinating.
First question that you're asking him.
Never
mind. Nobody here knows who Kurt Russell is.
I'm still trying to figure it out. Contribute because I'm like I know the name, and I'm pretty sure he's Kate Hudson's mom's person.
He's in a partnership with Goldie Hawn for decades.
many years.
Yeah. All right, Julie, who would you be drinking with?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many people. I think I'm gonna go with Paul Mescal. Is that how you say his last name?
Yes, Paul Mescal.
He's in Normal People. He was in Gladiator. He's cute. And he has an adorable accent. And I think if we start having some Di Serrano shots, I don't know. He might just get a little cute.
Things could lead somewhere.
Somewhere.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Raven, who are you drinking with?
You know, I had to give a couple choices because here's the thing is I don't want to, you know, screw anybody up, right? So Robert Downey Jr. has been sober for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So we can't be drinking together. But he would be absolutely fascinating to spend some time with.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started to go down the crazy route, I thought to myself, Nicolas Cage would be a nice choice.
Love him.
That would be a trip right there.
Yeah, I'm not driving. He's not driving. But if we're drinking, it could get interesting that night.
National Treasure 4 with Raven.
Was there a part 3?
I feel like I'm so predictable, but like I want to drink with J-Lo.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I said somebody J-Lo. That dated Mario.
First of all, I need to know what happened at the freak-offs. And you know J-Lo knows everything that happened
with
P. Diddy. Yeah, she knows, 100%. So we'll have a couple shots. And then I'll be like, hey, so, you know. Wait, if we went to one of those after parties, what went down? Tell me what went down.
You think she's enjoying her last moments of freedom?
I don't know. I think
she could find out.
I think she's protected.
Sucked into that.
I want to know what really happened with Ben Affleck. I want to know what happened. Why? Like, why did it not work again?
Just look at his face.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to use this drinking time with J-Lo to find out information. Essentially, what it comes down to. Yeah,
it could be interesting evenings.
It's divorce day. I mean, is that a real thing? Yup. The first working Monday of 2025 means it's divorce day. It's the day of the year you're most likely to get dumped. So if you're in a marriage or a committed relationship or you've been seeing somebody for a while and all of a sudden things have been feeling a little distant the last few days, back off because you know what's about to come.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people I think probably subscribe to, let me get it done before the holidays, but then they get busy or they're just like, it's going to be true traumatic at this time. After the holidays, they could have been a large disappointment and you hit the new year and you're like, it's time to hit the refresh.
Yeah, here's another reason why doctors think it's so popular to start getting divorced this time of year.
I think that most people are waiting for the holidays to pass, especially families with kids.
Right. Remember we had that one producer that told us that his parents told them they were him and his sister that they were getting divorced right after they returned from their trip to Disney.
It was like their last family trip.
Yeah.
That was messed up.
They were like, hey, hope you had a good time because it's never happening again. And I guess that these are parents saying the same thing about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if your parents are getting divorced, don't worry. There will be Christmas. There'll be two of them,
fine.
Actually.
Right. Two Christmases.
You're going to be fine.
But, you know, if you're looking to find love in the new year and this has happened to you, no worries. Like, there is plenty of opportunities. And something that I'm kind of excited about is the dating apps are on their way out, because people were complaining about them forever, saying that there was robots coming in, that people were, you know, faking what they're really like.
You're excited about it.
Nah.
I mean, being married for nearly 20 years, but yeah, excited.
I mean,
excited for those that would be using it.
Right.
Yeah.
And this woman went viral on TikTok because she said she's not doing dating apps. She's got a different plan in mind.
Okay.
So I just want to let everybody know that in 2025, I will be accepting boyfriend applications. Yes, very exciting. No uglies. No uglies, no uneducated, and I'm not playing.
She's not playing.
That's not nice, though.
What?
What? I mean, what if... What? No uglies.
If you're ugly, don't send her an application to be your boyfriend.
There is somebody for everybody. Thank you very much.
Of course.
And maybe they have a beautiful spirit, and she just won't know it.
Mm.
No uglies.
You need to be attracted to the person.
Well,
you know,
I'm sure she's going to get so many applicants.
Well, I think she has. And I don't think I hate the idea of send me an application or send me a DM if you're interested in me on social media versus come find me and swipe left or swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are single in the new year and you are accepting applications and, you know, you feel kind of funny telling people, hey, no uglies, only if you're educated. There are five places that they're saying that in 2025, you can find somebody to date.
Let's go.
Number one, fitness classes or the gym.
All right. You've got common interests, right? You're feeling good. You're getting your sweat on and could be a workout, buddy. Keeps you both committed.
I went to the gym a couple of days ago and there were so many people just talking. And as somebody who like puts the earbuds in and then I don't pay any attention, I'm like, get out of my way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a place where people are going to meet other people.
Meet market now.
Right. Just leave the weights on the floor if you're not going to use them.
Don't worry. They'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Okay. Networking events. One of our coworkers told me that she was going to a vision board seminar next week, and I was fascinated by that. I was like, can I come to that?
No part of that sounds fascinating to me, but okay.
So any kind of networking events, and they've actually become a lot more popular lately. You've seen them a lot popping around your town. Go. Book clubs. Join book clubs. They're not dorky and for old people anymore. People love book clubs.
I mean, again, shared interests, right? So dorky or not, I mean, you're there.
You don't find uglies or uneducated at book clubs. That's where all the hot people are.
I'm not sure that that's a real thing, but okay.
Dog parks. Always good.
If you're dog people, 100%, that happens all the time.
And farmers markets. Go find somebody at farmer's market.
You're vegetable people.
I guess if you're if you're somewhat crunchy, that's where you're going to find the love of your life.
Well, good luck.
Is it weird for men to take baths?
I found this so strange. So, you know, over the holidays, we had a couple people come visit and got to get the guest room ready, right? So my wife was like, make sure you straighten up the bathroom or check it out. And then she goes, you got to clean the shower. And I said, okay, it's a shower bath combination. She says, no, but not just like the walls of the shower. She's like, you got to clean the bottom and the tub. And I said, why? And she said, well, what if, you know, they want to take a bath? And I said, if my friend takes a bath in my house, if I was to walk in or catch or hear about him taking a bath in my house, he's no longer sleeping over my house. I find it weird
for guys to take baths.
I just find it totally weird. And what would be weirder? Him taking a bath in my house. That would be so weird.
Well, I will agree with you that it's weird for somebody to take a bath in your house.
Listen,
if they're not ill.
Right, like if they're not like, yeah, it's like I'm not caring for them. It's not a sponge bath.
Yeah, so okay.
If they're not a baby.
Yeah, the only times it's okay for somebody to take a bath in your house, right, is if they're sick and you're watching them.
Yeah.
They've just gone through a terrible breakup, like one of your girlfriends. And like,
what, you're going to bathe your girlfriend?
No, we're going to light some candles. Okay. I leave a book. You
right,
have a glass of wine. You come relax. You know, it's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll be a spa.
That's fine. But I think it's weird for guys to take baths.
Baths are so weird and outdated that the only bath we have in our house, we have three bathrooms. The only bath is in the guest room. That's it. And my wife was like, when we redo the bathroom, let's put in a bathtub. And I immediately rejected that.
I was like, no. Well, you have to have at least one in the house for the kids.
What, in case I fall down?
Like, my kids' bathroom has a tub. I have to, like, that's how we washed them when they were little.
I'm just telling you right now, Jim, if I had caught you using the bathtub at my house, you're no longer welcome, Jim. I'm warning you.
I asked my, so we were talking about this, Raven and I asked my husband, like, what he thought about men taking baths in general.
Babe, what do you think about guys that take baths?
Like an ice bath?
No, like a regular bath, a hot bath.
That, I don't know. Like, why would you take a hot bath?
Why would you take an ice bath? You think an ice bath is okay if you're a guy?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. Athletes take them all the time. I took them when I was younger.
But just because the water's hot, now it's inappropriate and weird?
Well, there's soap involved with a hot bath versus an ice bath.
So?
So you don't clean yourself in an ice bath.
Huh.
You know, look at that. Revealing.
What? What?
We both paused like Paul was a scientist right there. That's something that we had not considered. I suppose he's right.
I just think, like, what's, like, why do we feel that way? Why do we feel that it's odd for a man to take a bath?
Because it's odd.
So I asked my six-year-old daughter. Mm.
Dakota, you think it's weird if boys take baths?
No. I've seen Dad do it before.
She has not.
She's never seen.
I've never seen my husband take a bath.
No, he doesn't have time for that. He's a man of efficiency. He does not have time for that nonsense.
But there has to be some men that enjoy a hot bath that involves soap for whatever reason.
Elton John.
Why does heat and soap all of a sudden make it disgusting for a man to do? But if it's an ice bath, then you're a real man because you're a football player.
I mean, I don't want to take an ice bath either. I'm just saying baths in general.
Let's take a poll. Let's take a poll. Let's see what people say. Is it weird for men to take baths? And if you're a man that takes a bath, please, I'm begging you to call.
They're not going to call.
Yes, they will. Is it weird for grown men to take baths? Raven was all fired up because his wife made him clean the bathroom because his friend was coming in case he needed to take a bath.
You're just freshening up the guest bathroom. She says, make sure you scrub the tub. I said, if I catch Jim taking a bath in my house, he's not welcome here anymore.
I asked my husband about it. He said, only if it's an ice bath, it's normal. If it involves soap or it's warm, then it's not normal at all.
Right.
Is it normal? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's okay for men to take baths.
You do? What's your name, sir?
David.
All right, David, fair point and fair question follow-up here. When's the last time you took a bath?
Oh, sure. it's probably been 6 months or so.
Six months?
6 months actually seems really recent.
Yes.
I enjoy it. Yeah, no, I like it. If I had bubbles, I'd put bubbles in there, too.
Why not?
Oh.
Right. Eric, men's baths, weird, not weird. What do you say?
It's weird. And I think Anna's husband makes a big point there. It's the scrubbing. It's the soap. It's the bodily, I guess, skin, the hair coming off.
Yeah.
Sticking on the tub, being just physically. So for instance, what he said before on the phone call about the ice bath. So back in the day when we were playing sports, you would literally just go in the ice bath, cool down your bones. You come out, you go back in again if you still feel sore. Being in someone's house, showering up, getting, a bar of soap, cleaning yourself up, soaking in the water, it's just weird. Just body, just too much involved there. It's weird.
Yes, you're thanks, passionate Eric. About it. Thank you. Hey, James, what do you say? Guy baths, weird, not weird?
I bought a house just before COVID, a big bathtub, and I'll take a bath with my wife, and that's about it.
No, but that's an exception.
Now we're making exceptions.
It's different.
That's different?
Yep, when you're taking a bath and you've got company, that's different.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks for
now,
the
is there,
call,
James, is there soap when you're taking the bath with your wife?
Yeah. She soaps up.
Right. Yeah. James.
Not me.
Have you ever taken a bath in your new house without your wife?
No.
Nope.
No, I don't know.
Do you think that's weird if you did?
I never. No, I guess. If I was sick, maybe. I don't know. I don't.
He hadn't even considered it. He's like, what? He's like, what are you talking about?
Never
once.
Mind
blown.
Yeah.
Right. Hi, Carl. What do you say? Man baths. They weird? They not weird?
So, weird with soap, not weird with Epsom salt. I work a very physical job, and sometimes I'm a little beat up after work. I draw a nice hot bath, throw some Epsom salt in it, and I soak for a bit.
My wife always wants me to get in with the Epsom salts. What is it? Dr. Teals or whatever. I never get in there. She's like, you got all those aches and pains and whatnot. You should use it. I'm like, that's fake sorcery.
The Epsom salt works. It makes you feel a little relaxed after, like I said, I work a physical job. I'm a stagehand. I build sets for movies and TV shows.
Very
so
cool.
We're always lugging things around or whatever. And
at any time, did you scrub your body?
Yeah, I'm actually fascinated now how you started that, where like you were working these stagehands. It was like Matthew Broderick or somebody told you like this was a good idea, but did Nathan Lane, anybody? Somebody you respected greatly.
No, actually, but after I'm done soaking, I will stand up and take a shower.
So he's still got to clean it off.
He's still got to clean it off.
Still got to clean it off. That's why I'm not in. I don't have that kind of time.
But Carl falls under illness.
Dr. Teal, because that's borderline soap. All that is censored.
Dr. Teal is a fake. You heard him. Dr. Teal's a fraud.
Nick, is it weird for guys to take baths? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. I take baths
all the time, once a month, and I take it in hot water, and I take it with bubbles. I don't do it with candles. I do it with bubbles. But the key is, the reason why I do it, it's the Epsom salt bath with the magnesium.
Here we go.
So it helps your body out.
You know what? Just cut to the chase, Nick. How do you feel about Dr. Teal?
No, it's legit.
Huh. He likes it. Okay. He likes it. Do you shower after you bathe?
My wife wants me to, but I'm not going to confirm that I do that all the time.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Casey and John. All right, Casey, what is going on?
So I really want to be vegan, and I've been pescatarian for 2 years, and my big goal is to be vegan. And since I'm the one that stays at home all day with my kids and makes the food for everyone, I am going to switch us all over to vegan. I mean, sometimes I might make them fish, like pescatarian, but I'm not going to do anything else.
So pescatarian is like...
just fish.
But no meat, no dairy?
Probably not, right?
No,
not if you're vegan. Of course not. Okay, you're right.
Of course not. You didn't know.
I had to think for a second.
So wait a minute. Is the rest of the family already pescatarian?
Sometimes, but since I'm going vegan, the most I'm going to cook for them would be fish, pescatarian, you know?
All right, hold on. And John, why do you have a problem with this?
Because he loves a cheeseburger?
Yeah, pretty much. I just, I love cheeseburgers, I love chicken, I love beef, I love all of it. And I've been pretty patient these last couple of years in this pescatarian quest. But the vegan, it's just too much, especially for the kids. I mean, it's hard enough being a kid. Going to parties and stuff like that. And, you know, what if it's like a pizza party? Are we giving the kids vegan food to bring to the pizza party? You know, like, I think it's too much. I think it's way too much. I think it's been a hard enough transition for me. And I think secretly the kids becoming pescatarian, but skipping a whole category and skipping vegetarian and going straight to vegan, I think that that's just way too extreme.
It's amazing to me. He's like, I think I've been pretty patient over the last few years with this pescatarian thing. Patient as far as he's like, someday steak's going to come back to me. Someday chicken's going to come back. Am I like, he's only eating it when he's outside of the house. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Anna? Like, I mean, you're feeding your kids what you're feeding them. There's certainly a lot that says that they'll be healthier if you do this, that they'll, you know, have a better health outlook. On the other hand, I bet you I could Google and find some people, too, that are like, nope, they're not going to make it without steak in their life.
I don't know. You know, I have a lot of food allergies, so there's a lot of things I can't eat. I hate all of it because I would like to eat everything all the time.
Yeah.
You know, including a slab of butter and maybe like a hot fudge sundae and a cheesecake. But
human nature tells somebody they can't have something. They want it even more.
Right. But I don't know if I would impose what I have to go through on my children. But if I thought it was healthier for them, how old are your kids?
They're 9 and 11.
Okay. I don't know. To me, it seems like a lot, Casey, to try to impose that on the kids. And we can see what the audience has to say. If you think that that's a healthier lifestyle and that's how you want to cook at home and that's what you want to serve them. So you're saying that at school and when they're at parties and outside, Casey, you want them to also be vegan or pescatarian.
Nothing but hummus.
Well, I make the food since I'm stay at home and I make them a healthy lunch. But what, you know, I'm sure they're going to sneak stuff at school, but when they're at home, they're for sure only going to get vegan and pescatarian.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think? Is that right? Is that wrong? What are your thoughts on this? What would you do if your wife decided that she was going to become vegan and she thought it was what's best for your family and your 9 and 11-year-old children, and that's the only thing she would cook in the house? That's exactly what's going on with Casey and John.
Yeah, you know, sometimes here's the thing, though. change needs to be forced upon us, Anna. So John's been going around with being pescatarian for the last, what, 3-5 years or something like that, he said. And he says, I think I've been very patient with this, but now this is going too far when we're going strict vegan with everybody in the household. The kids are growing, and I like meat from time to time. I want some more variety. But Casey says, this is what's best for us. That's why I'm going to do it.
What do you think? Courtney, whose side are you on?
So I'm on her side. My husband and I have been vegan for 9 years, and our son is 11. And we recently went vegan at home about 2 years ago.
Okay. And, I mean, he's doing fine, so, right?
He's doing fine. He's a bit resentful sometimes that he can't eat right. everything he wants.
Yeah.
But, you know, at school he eats what he wants. To a point, we make him lunch, but sometimes he gets food at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maturity level plays a lot into this. Like, I'm in my late 40s, and I would also be resentful. I would.
Raven, you are resentful. Every time your wife says you can't have fast food, you get all upset.
100%. 100%. Yep.
What do you do when you think you have a lifestyle that is healthier for your family, and you want to impose it on your family, and your husband disagrees? That's what's going on with Casey and John. She's been pescatarian for years, and she's made everybody in the house pescatarian, too. But her New Year's resolution is that now they're going to go straight vegan. And she wants her 9-year-old and 11-year-old to follow suit. Her husband's not on board.
Yeah, he just thinks that this is a bad idea. He's like, you're forcing this all upon us. You know what I mean? He's like, I think that we've all been really good about this. You know, the kids eat a bit out of the menu when they're out of the house. So does he. He's like, but you know, when we're in a house, we don't complain. We go ahead, we enjoy the food that you've prepared for us. But this is too far.
What do you think? Should she be forcing it upon their kids? Dennis, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I mean, it's one thing if you want to be a vegan, you can do whatever you want to your own body, but don't force it on your children, you know? They have a voice, too.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Yeah, my daughter, who's
thanks
six,
for the call.
She has a voice, and she lives on Little Muffins.
I was going to say.
Chocolate.
Yeah, mini ones, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. A lot of those yogurts, the little yogurt pouches, those strawberry banana cotton candy if it's available.
Jaden is 13 months, and he's given up on vegetables the rest of his life already.
Yeah. I mean, Dakota, I don't think he's ever had one, so.
I don't know if we can give him the decision, but thanks. Carol, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on his side, because I think eating is a personal choice, and if you're an adult, you should be able to make that decision. It sounds like he eats pretty well anyway, being a pescatarian. And also, if you read the book, Eating for Your Blood Type, some blood types are not supposed to be vegan.
Here we go. Blood test for everybody before we do it.
Remember when I said the reason why I don't get COVID is because I'm O positive?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you started arguing that that's not a real thing.
Not a real thing.
I still stand by that.
Yeah, not a real thing. Jamie, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the husband's side. He's a grown man. He should be able to eat whatever he pleases. And as far as the kids, I just feel like this world is hard enough for kids. And just adding something into their life that's going to drastically change it is a lot right now.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
John, our audience agreed with you. Casey, you have to give your children options, especially when they're 9 and 11. They can start making decisions on their own. And, you know, obviously you can encourage what you eat and encourage a healthy diet that you think is good for them. But if they're requesting chicken or whatever, you should make it for them. That's what the audience said anyway.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Yeah. Sorry, Casey.
But,
John, you have to be happy to hear that.
No, I am. I mean, have you ever had vegan pizza? Like, it's just. I can't. I'm sorry.
It is pretty awful, but I eat it because it's my only option.
I feel like there's certain things, again, that I would enjoy, but it also helps to, like, if you were starting the kids when they were babies and this was the lifestyle they had lived forever, they wouldn't know what they were missing until somebody shoved a piece of chicken or a fried sandwich in their mouth or something. Then they'd be like, oh my gosh.
It's really tough because, you know, ever since I had to change my diet so drastically, I certainly feel better. My skin is better. Mm-hmm. There's obvious changes that are positive. And when I was talking to my doctor about it, she said that anytime anybody does these changes, it's good. Everybody feels better.
Right. But so your family doesn't want them.
They don't want. Like, if I said to my husband, okay, I don't want you to eat. And I have to be honest, like, they eat a lot of the stuff that I make now.
Yeah.
And they're good with it. And they've gotten better. So I do think that you can adapt, but you can't just rip everything out of their hands either.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, again, if I had never tasted a cheeseburger in my life, that'd be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I've had one before, then you got a problem.
All right, if you have a problem, Sue, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,500. All right, Doug, Carter, and Layla. Did I get that right?
You did, yes.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, please leave the room, sir.
You got it. Good luck, guys.
He called you sir.
He did.
Yeah, because he's about to take all this money. All right, here we go. $4,500 on the line. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Meghan Markle will debut her new lifestyle series called With Love, Meghan on January 15th. It will be on what streaming network?
Netflix.
Number two, cruise companies are reporting that 2024 was the worst year in over a decade for stomach bug illnesses. What cruise line has the slogan, all for fun, fun for all?
Carnival.
Number three, the Golden Globes were last night. Big winners include The Brutalist, Shogun, Emilia Perez, and Hacks. Where did the event take place?
I gotta say Los Angeles.
That's time. Number four, Chick-fil-A tweaked its waffle fries and added pea starch to keep them crispy, and fans are upset by the change. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Layla, you know this. You know this.
I forgot.
You know this is your favorite.
Leave her alone, Dad. All right, number five. The donkey who inspired the character in Shrek passed away after suffering a hoof disease. He was 30 years old. His name was Perry. Who voiced Donkey in the original Shrek movies?
Oh, it was Eddie Murphy.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yep.
Doug just yelling at his daughter like it's her fault.
Good job, Doug.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, how many?
3 out of 5.
All right, not great, not terrible. $4,500. Here we go.
Number one, Meghan Markle will debut her new lifestyle series called With Love, Meghan on January 15th. It'll be on what streaming network?
It could be on Netflix.
Yeah, everyone's saying she's trying to be the new Martha Stewart, and I'm curious. I want to see what it is that she's doing.
Listen, if it's the same people that cut their thing before, they are very, very good propagandists and directors or whatever way you want to look at it. I'm sure it's going to look good.
All I know is that they have her wearing the skinniest skinny jeans, and I am not taking that back. We are done with the skinny jeans.
I just don't know if she can clip flowers as good as Martha.
Number two, cruise companies are reporting that 2024 is the worst year in over a decade for stomach bug illnesses. What cruise line has the slogan, all for fun, fun for all?
That's Carnival. Way to sell tickets for 2025.
Yep. Number three, I mean, obviously some lines are better than others. So. Number three, the Golden Globes were last night. Big winners include The Brutalist, Shogun, Emilia Perez, and Hacks. Where did the event take place?
Beverly Hills.
Where? The place?
At the Hilton.
Yes, Beverly Hilton. It's been there since 1961.
Not last year.
What?
Last year it was in New York, wasn't it? Or the year before?
No. All right, number four. Chick-fil-A tweaked its waffle fries and added pea starch to keep them crispy, and fans are upset by the change. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
And number five, the donkey who inspired the character in Shrek passed away after suffering from hoof disease. He was 30 years old. His name was Perry.
Very sad.
Who voiced Donkey in the original Shrek movies?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. He was 30 years old. How long do donkeys live?
I don't know, but I feel like that one could have lived a little bit longer and we would have all been happy.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thank you, guys. We can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks so much for playing. And Doug, leave Layla alone. She was doing her best.
Better luck next time. Enjoy splitting that shirt, guys. $4,600 tomorrow.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.